Guest this evening is Roy Urbach, a member of the Cal Poly student body. We're pleased to have you visit us, Roy.
Well, it's my pleasure to be with you.
Roy, we know that you're president of Cal Poly's Marching Mustang Band, which I'm sure many of our listeners have enjoyed this year, but you're also very active in planning for the College Union building, and I believe you're an electronic engineering major as well.
Yes, that's right.
Roy, it's this activity with the College Union building that we're interested in. I know you've worked quite hard at it now for nearly 2 years. Wonder if you can tell us why we need a College Union building.
Well, this can best be answered by mentioning a few of the facilities the building will provide. There will be a barbershop and hopefully a bank, possibly a laundry. There will be a woodworking shop for the students to use their own imagination and ability on their own time. We will have a complete games room with 10 bowling lanes, billiard tables, tennis tables. We will have a music listening lounge for the students to listen to music and read if they would like. There will be conference rooms for meetings. The student body offices and activity offices will also be in this building. The college bookstore will share a part of the building. And a wonderful multi-purpose room will be also available to the students for ballrooms and assembly events, things of this nature. Ticket booths will be available and a cashier's office. We will also finally, we hope, have our campus radio station in this building and a photo lab.
Roy, it sounds like quite a wide range of interests that are provided for there. I know when we were visiting before we went on the air, you mentioned two terms that I think our listeners might be interested in. One of these was the term campus living room, and the other was a campus recreational center.
I think these are very good terms to apply to our College Union building. As a living room, the building will provide the function of a student's living room at home, which, of course, he does not have here in college. It will give him a chance to meet with his friends in a quiet atmosphere and socially, and to just sit down and enjoy each other's company. As the recreational center, it will provide activities, indoor activities primarily, the students can participate in on a group effort, which is something up to this time they have not had because of the facility. The town we're in does not have the facilities that are necessary.
Roy, I know that one of the things that must be in many of our listeners' minds would be the matter of financing for this building. I think it might be interesting if you can tell us something about that.
Well, financing is a problem, but it's pretty well worked out. There are two major sources of financing. The bookstore has pledged $100,000 each year, and the students in 1964 passed a measure to assess themselves each quarter to pay for this building. And this assessment started in the fall of 66-67.
Then I think also that that it might be helpful for us to know that, the total amount of this loan that we're talking about is $3 million, and that it is secured, I think, by the trustees of the state college system, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Going through the trustees provides a loan of very low interest, which in the long run will save the students a great deal of money.
I see. Roy, I think that it might help our listeners understand and realize what we're talking about if we could place this facility somewhere in the campus for them so they could visualize it.
The building will be in the present parking lot between the administration building and the cafeteria snack bar area. It will be in conjunction with the snack bar, using some of the same facilities when necessary.
I see. It should make a real beautiful addition to the upper part of the campus. Roy, one of the things I think you touched on a minute ago that many of our listeners might be interested in knowing more about is the matter of timing on this. I know that we've been talking about a College Union building at Cal Poly now for 5 years that I know about. And I know that a lot of our students and others have expressed disappointment that it isn't a reality yet. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the problems that have caused it to be delayed?
Well, the primary reason is the red tape in working with the federal government. This is something that just could not have been foreseen or even second-guessed, and all has been done by this college to expedite the plans.
I know that you mentioned earlier, Roy, that in many of the transactions that were involved, Cal Poly was kind of the guinea pig, so to speak, having been a front runner in this, and that I'm sure has caused some delay.
This is very true. Most other college unions from other colleges have gotten private loans at higher rates of interest, but as a result, they were able to expedite their plans. We are trying to save the students money and do it through the government, and of course, there's a time factor involved.
Well, Roy Erbach, I know that you're looking forward to that day. We hope in just a few weeks now when we can see a bulldozer out there shoving some dirt around, and we share your interest and share your anxiety for that day. Our halftime guest this evening has been Roy Erbach, a student leader in the planning for the College Union building at Cal Poly.